Welcome back to Rolling Imperfection, the podcast for players and GMs for story-driven campaigns. I'm Steve.
And I'm Kevin.
And let's just do a roll call here. Okay. Wait, there's no one here. Why is there no one here? We said 2 o'clock, right?
Wait. Did you remind them?
I mean, I thought I did. Oh, shit.
When did you remind them?
2 weeks ago. That's enough warning, right?
I love it. We didn't even coordinate that.
No.
Steve just knows.
I think that was just straight up a literal conversation that you and I had about one of my games way back before when it just didn't happen because people didn't show up.
Yep. And we are going to talk about, a lot of that today. I guess I would like to apologize in advance as I feel like this might get a little ranty on occasion. I just want you all to know that this comes from a place of love. That's not true. Some of it comes from a place of
This shit and you guys didn't show up. Damn it.
It really does suck. Like, I really don't think a lot of people know how tough it is to plan some shit. Like, if you're usually it's one person. If you're the person who has to plan shit for your group, spoilers, it's me. Then you quickly learn how much of a nightmare it is. And, you know, you try not to lose friends over it, but yeah.
Yeah.
So we have touched on this subject. The reason why it's been so long to get to this is, A, I actually didn't want to do, like, I didn't want to talk about this freshly after having a bunch of people miss, because then it would definitely start off as, like, real quick.
And it started like a targeted attack, you mean?
yeah. But also, I thought, I was like, hadn't we done this? And I did actually look over the previous episodes. We touched on it a little bit on episode 43, session 0101, which honestly might need an update. Might need a 102. I don't know. We'll see. We've been doing a lot of updates. It'll probably wait till next season anyway. And then we have episode 61, Unreliable Players, where we definitely talked about it a little bit. And yeah. But I wanted to just get it out, have, you know, the searchable episode topic, and, you know, just get some thoughts out there, right?
Yep. On time and present.
True. We did actually, like, we're both here on time today.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, I was surprised.
Yeah. Often it's one of us saying, I mean, I guess technically I deleted this record from last Friday when it was supposed to take place.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I guess that's true.
You know, it's we're not playing the blame game here.
I was going to say, I had to make sure I voted for your scheduling thing as well. Otherwise, that would have not been well, I think, with this topic
yes.
of the record.
We'll get to that. Steve mentions it. I go to check my thing.
Only
okay,
two people.
Two people.
It's
that's
less than,
all right.
Less than 24 hours, to be fair.
Yeah.
So I would have felt bad if we're talking about, you know, like notification and attendance and stuff like that. And I didn't do anything for your game that you literally just posted today.
Yeah. So funny enough, we're not going to start with date and time or any of that.
Oh, okay.
Because I think there's a key fundamental thing that everyone needs to think about. GM, players, honestly, I kind of want this to be something that GMs can send to their players to be like, hey, like, what the fuck? So, yeah. But I wanted to start off with, like, the player perception, right? What are players thinking about when they're going into a game? And I think that that is tough to get from a GM point of view. And I also think it's tough for certain players. Well, certain players just don't, they don't realize. They don't get what GMs sometimes put in. Like, I know there's some GMs who are just like, oh, whatever. I'm going to open up a book and I'm going to run it, you know, just as is. That's fine. But we talk story-driven campaigns here. And spoiler alert, GMs can get just as attached to campaigns as players, even more so sometimes. And so quite often, I think that players treat D&D time as just another hangout. Just like, oh, hey, yeah, we're going to go. Yeah, we're going to, like, do this thing. But, like, it's no different than us planning to go see a movie or going to check out like a store or something like that, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say that happens a lot too, like, to be fair, this happened for like us players a lot with your Avant Noir campaign, is that we would like show up and then we would just like talk and like eat and be like, you know what, let's just like make some food before we go and start up, and then we would talk some more, and it's like, oh, let's like watch something real quick. Like it was something that, like, and I'm not saying like you were promoting all of this, some of it you were, but a lot of it was like us, the players, just because like we were still new to role playing and we didn't really like understand that. And I don't know how you like managed to plan that stuff consistently, because we were playing like every week, it felt like.
It helped that we were a lot less busy with adult shit back then.
I guess that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
It also helped that like quite a few of us roomed and like lived together basically.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So you young people enjoy, because this shit gets way rougher later.
Yep.
But yeah, basically that's not true. Especially if you have a GM who's like planned out stuff. And it's like, okay, I'm ready. I'm psyched. We're going to do this time. Because spoilers, I talk a lot about how little I plan, but I still do plan and I still do get excited. And it's not zero effort. It's definitely effort. It's just easy. I think it's easier for me. And I think a lot of the planning happens like subconsciously for me. So that's why. But
I can kind of understand that.
Yeah. Having a session cancel on you sucks. It sucks bad.
Yeah.
You put in some stuff, you're like, oh fuck. And it's both, hey, I'm feeling abandoned, and hey, it feels like they don't care about this like neat thing that I literally crafted for them from me. Like it's from me, you know? Like it's very personal.
Yeah, exactly. It's also like something that I didn't realize until like I started GMing too, was just like the I mean, you talk about like planning, you're just like, oh yeah, I planned this, and a player might be like, well, you planned it, but it's still going to be good in, you know, a week or two or a month or, you know, whatever the next scheduled game is, which is only half true in my opinion, because like a lot of the planning is in your head in like rehearsing kind of like what's going on and thinking about and getting excited for something. And then like a week, 2 weeks or a month later, you're looking at the same thing and you're like, you're just not as into it as you were back then. Like the moment's kind of gone. Your feelings have changed on like what you want to necessarily do. I mean, it's kind of like saying like, oh yeah, I want to like attend this play, but I'm going to tell all the people like, okay, you're not going to be playing in the play today. Just wait a month and then we'll come back.
Yeah.
They can't just do that. Like they've got to like go and re-rehearse that whole month so they don't lose all the stuff they've been doing. Like there's additional prep that goes on aside from just like making notes or opening the book and turning to, you know, the pre-made adventure. Even if you're doing a pre-made adventure, like you might be thinking about like the extra NPCs you want to add in there to like make it your own type of thing. And like even just that, yeah, there's a lot of additional stuff.
Or even reviewing like how you want to describe some things. Oftentimes I'll have particular ways I want to describe things. And if we miss that session, I might forget to re-prep that. And then I'm left going, for a minute,
yeah.
Which happens on occasion anyway, but still it's, yeah. So I just wanted to communicate like the hurt first and foremost. I think this leads into player interest. You'll have players who are more interested. You'll have players who are less interested. You'll have players who treat it more like a board game. You'll have players who ask you questions constantly outside of the game, and you have to give coy answers and smile like a dirtbag. Steve is imagining me smiling to him right now.
I can picture these days is the dog.
That's true. I've been using a GIF of a dog, which I guess I can post in the show notes.
Probably, yeah, probably.
It's my GM, smile whenever they're like, "Wait, what?" and I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
Good luck.
Have fun. So, yeah. And I think I think it is important for a GM to kind of gauge the interest. And honestly, like, I didn't know this when I was an early GM, but like, if someone doesn't show up, drop them. Just, you know, you start off with the tentative, oh, the character is gone. And if it's too long and you're ending the campaign, guess what? That character might get the axe. It's just how it goes. Sorry, you weren't interested, you know? I actually think that's fair. Like, sue me. Some people will be like, oh, that's mean. No, that's fair. They came in. They, you know, weren't with the program. I guess it depends on why they dropped out, too. This is assuming they're just kind of like, they didn't care, and that's why they dropped out. We'll talk about other ways later. But I'm thinking of our friend, the Mysterious Leaf, at the moment.
Yeah.
Who showed up, didn't pay attention at all, and then just stopped coming.
Yeah, he had a, I don't even remember what book he was reading, but he was reading a book instead. And yeah, every time you had to grab his attention, he'd be like, oh, okay, wait, what's going on? And it's like, which I guess the modern equivalent is just like literally doing anything on your computer aside from the game that you're supposed to be playing. Because that was before we had smartphones. Dang, that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, wow.
We are, in fact, old.
Back in my day, you had books to distract you damn kids.
True. So you also have to gauge commitment. You have to figure out who you're going to need to keep an eye on, player-wise, who you might have to, you know, remind more. Who needs special other reminders than just on the very, you know, the usual way, whatever way that you get your friends together. One friend might need to hear it two ways, you know.
Be told that we're meeting at 1 o'clock and not 2 o'clock when 2 o'clock is the actual start time.
Oh, we'll get
so that they
we'll
show
get there.
That they're late or on time.
We'll get there. You might be because I basically message all my players on Discord. I put up possible times on Discord, and then they use emotes to dates and times. Possible emotes to indicate their interest, and then I make the call. It has not always been this way. I used to have to send out group texts and private texts and do part of it on Facebook.
Oh yeah, I do. I do not. I am not upset that I missed that era when you were doing that, because I remember it's like, how the fuck does he do this? Like, I couldn't wrap my head around it.
It was a labyrinthine nightmare.
Yeah.
Hence my feels, my starting off with the feels. So commitment is one. Seriousness, I think, is definitely another, differentiating between people who, you know, they're going to roleplay their character, they're going to do a bunch of shit, and people who are just here to, like, hack and slash. Not full murder hobos, but, like, on the road. on the spectrum of murder hobo, shall we say. I think these are all important things to think of when you're thinking about scheduling, because you're going to have to know. And you know what? I think it's fair if most of the players are super into it and one of the players is super not. I think it's fair to cut them. I've never exactly done this. The most I've done it is like just been like, oh, okay, you can't make it. I'm just going to have session with these other people because I can. And I don't think your interest is quite there. I've done that, but usually not for an entire game. Usually I've just had dropouts, people disappear, you know? Right,
yeah.
Steve?
Yeah, either people disappeared, they are like, oh man, I'm getting this job, or I'm going to school, and I'm not going to be anywhere near, back when we were doing like physical sessions, like exclusively. But yeah, like stuff happens sometimes. You have a baby. I mean, you know, all manner
adulthood.
Of things.
We both have had players that have had babies.
Yep.
One baby rebooted a game.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah. And that's fine. I do think there are, I guess there are legitimate reasons to like peace out of a game, and there are, let's say, less legitimate reasons to peace out of a game. So
yeah,
you know, you just got to figure it out and, you know, treat the character accordingly. If the player is causing problems and then they just ghost a bunch of sessions, you know, having them turn evil and be killed is fine. If your player left because they're, you know, having a baby and now they suddenly just don't have time for the game. I think that character should be treated as, like, you know, respected NPC status, basically, or recurring, you know, as the parent comes in, you know?
Yeah. Or, I mean, depending on how prominent that character is in the campaign, like if we were doing a, like if in Silent Spiral, when the first Silent Spiral, when we had just the three players, I think if one of us had to like bounce for a legitimate reason, then I think you probably would have put that game on hold, I would imagine. I mean, maybe not. I know you could definitely do a two-player game.
Oh, easily. But... I would have put it as part of the plot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if you would still run that one in that case, or if you'd rather hold that one on hiatus. But
it really depends on how big the hiatus was.
Oh, I guess that's true. Yeah, if we're talking like a year, you probably would have just ran it with two players.
Yeah. Like, I think if someone, you know, knock on wood, God forbid, got injured, and we knew, okay, they're injured, they're going to be out, they have surgery, you know, they're theoretically going to be back in this range. That I could plan for. If it's like, oh, I got a job that completely conflicts with every other person's time, that I might be like, maybe we'll write you out. Maybe we can squeak in some appearances, like guest appearances.
Yeah.
It just really, yeah, it really will depend on what is what. And I think that's fair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, judge the players. I think players can also judge the GM's seriousness, too, to be perfectly honest. If your GM's always showing up, like, unprepared or seems to unfairly hold their own pleasure above yours, that's when it's time to break away from GMX and start a new game. I mean, what?
Yeah, Coin and Crow. Wait, I mean,
yeah, Coin and Crow. Oh yeah. For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, way back in episode 8. Not sure I want to send you back that far personally, but
it's an old one.
It's an oldie. It's rough. It's a rough one. I think, but I think everything before like 40 is rough, probably.
Probably. Watch when we get to like 200. We'll be saying anything before 100 is.
I mean, it might be true, man. Yeah, it's definitely a thing, and I think it's fair.
Yeah. Also, I do want to say, like, if you're not feeling a game, don't feel bad about like, you know, telling your GMs like, hey, I'm not really feeling it. You know, you mind if I bow out? That way they're not wasting their time, you know, planning stuff for you. I mean, it can be kind of hard if they're like, you know, we don't really have a problem with this in our group, but I mean, like, I've heard some D&D stories, you know, like where like the GM will favor one person quite a bit and they'll write like a lot more like story for them, type of stuff. Like, I can imagine that would be a little bit hard if you had to be like, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to bow out. I know you're writing a lot of stuff for me, but I don't think I'm enjoying this game as much. Then I think that Campy would have other problems in that case, but still, I think it's okay to just, you know, say like, hey, you know, like I'm not enjoying this, or this isn't the type of game I thought it was, you know, and, you know, just like talk essentially.
Yeah. I do agree. I mean, there are some things, I mean, we have had when poor Nara died, poor Nara, Nara was alive at the start of this podcast. Yeah. Nara died and we were planning to play that day. She died not totally unexpectedly, but somewhat unexpectedly. And we basically had to cancel. We even started, right? We started and then we had to just stop Steve's game, which he was like, this is centered around you. He's centered around me.
Yeah.
So that's as close as we've gotten. And I think once again, you know, death of a loved one is definitely a good reason to call things off.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So I think we'll move into actually planning, which I've mentioned how I do it. I post a date and we just kind of have a regular time, which I make sure to note whenever I want to adjust that time. I think that's fair. I usually post it. I kind of know everyone's schedules, which if you're going to plan, find out when everyone's usually busy. Make sure that you give enough time. You shouldn't plan. You shouldn't be like, okay, I'm going to start my game at this time. That should not be the time you get everyone there. You should get everyone there probably an hour early. People are social and they want to chill and hang out, and that's fine. And then have like a pretty good idea of when you want to start, and just, you know, you got to train them. You got to tell, hey guys, we got to roll now. You got to be okay with rolling now. You might have a few other times to chat, but let's respect this shit, right?
Yep. Got to at some point clap your hands and go focus goal oriented.
True.
You know, get it started. So sometimes like, I mean, you were saying earlier that's like, you know, a GM that's like not prepared is can be called out on too. And I agree to that. Though sometimes I do admit I'm like, oh shit, I got a lot of stuff that I need to remember to do. Hold on, give me like a few extra minutes to like focus my head. Or I'd like just woke up or something like that, like not long ago, and I'm still trying to like, you know, get everything together.
If it's little adjustments, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I also think it's fine to like have your friends chat together while you go and finish up some last minute prep.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. That's what I was to say. That's a good use of that like additional start time as well. So like while everyone's being social and whatnot, you're probably the first person that's, you know, there either in the chat room or, you know, at the physical location or one of the first few people. So you have that, you know, like chance to like talk to people and catch up real quick and then, you know, go into your last minute prep if you need to.
Yeah, I would say all that's fine. Times can be a little bit more slippery, in my opinion. But I think the real tough one is dates. And like I said, last minute date call out is fine. But I think date is the real reason you need to plan. Like, if you're with a new group, probably 2 weeks ahead. If you have a fairly regular group, I do it about 1 week. Unfortunately, 2 weeks seems to be a little bit too much for most people who I play with. Like, I tried to do a month before and like people were just like, nah, it's too far. Like, I can't.
I mean, for me, it's not that it's too far, but like, I mean, it's not that it's also hard either for me to like imagine it. But like when you're like, okay, you know, this coming week, we're going to do Saturday at 2 o'clock. And then the week after we decided that we're going to do Sunday at 3, that just opens a possibility that someone gets the two mixed. And so
I suppose
I'm paranoid that I would be the guy to mess that up and then screw up everything. But so I tend to not do that, but I know we've had incidents where people like mix up dates and times when we're doing too many different, you know, like things in advance. But like what Kevin's referring to is mostly just like people are like, I don't know what I'm doing that far in advance, and I might be, you know, prioritizing something else in my life at that time. So
admittedly, you do have more call outs or change ups that far in advance too.
Yeah.
What I have usually, my biggest problem, and I think I'm going to choose not to name any names, you're listening. Steve knows what I'm talking about. The big problem I've had is I'm fine with people calling out, but I'm less fine when it's like the day or morning or time of, and someone's like, oh shit, we were playing and I had remembered to remind them multiple times, which, spoilers, I'll get to that, I guess, in a sec. You need to remind them multiple times, all of them, even if they're good. But they're like, oh shoot. That was this week? What? Then they call out because they have like a birthday party or something, to which you go, did you not know about this before? People rarely plan last minute birthday parties. I feel like if I planned a last minute birthday party, no one would show up. I felt last minute planning mine, like, I think I did like 3 weeks. 3 to 4 weeks early this year, and that felt last minute. So
yeah, because like if it's your, you know, your birthday party, it's like, you know, that's gonna be the only thing you're gonna do that day, and you're not gonna be suddenly like, okay, I'm gonna have 20 people over to my house on Saturday, and then you're like, actually, you know what, I just want to hang out with my girlfriend that day, so I'm gonna make it a different day. You can't just change that for 20 people, so that date's not gonna change. Really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Barring like a complete like, health issue or like a burnout where you just wake up and you just can't do that thing you were planning. I've had those days, not with the birthday party, but with sessions. I've definitely woken up and been like, I cannot right now. I just can't.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I think mental health is a decent reason as well. Just a PS.
True,
as long as it's not every single week. I would say I've called off 2 or 3 sessions this year due to that.
Oh, huh. Wasn't even aware. I just thought you were tired.
Yeah. Well, I mean, tired's one of them. That's definitely a mental mental thing. But yeah, I mean, it happens. But it shouldn't happen all the time. So yeah, plan out probably week and a half in advance. Honestly, once you have like session to session, planning it or getting a tentative plan at the end of things is fine. Like a little over a week ago, Nick told me, hey, I'm not going to be available next weekend. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. We planned something else. I did something else. Steve was sick anyway. So Steve's feeling better, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that I'm fine with. It's just like, you know, the Friday before a Sunday game, day before a game, that kind of thing. It sucks. It just sucks. And players should check and make sure. Like, players shouldn't just answer. And if players realize that they haven't, they should let the GM know as soon as possible. Because, once again, it does take work. So, yeah. What do you think, Steve? Missing a session?
Missing a session what? What do I think about missing a session?
What's the etiquette there? Like,
etiquette?
Yeah. Let them know as soon as possible, obviously.
I mean, yeah, let them know as soon as possible.
I would say you do kind of need to give a reason.
Yeah, right? I would say it's just, I mean, it seems rude if you were just like, I'm not going to be there, and then like not say anything. And it's like, well, you know, we all agreed that we're going to set it aside this time. It's not just, you know, the GM that, you know, might have like pushed things aside. You know, however many players you have in your group, they might have also decided to not do something else that they had already, you know, canceled or moved plans to a different day that was less ideal to make room for this. Like, it impacts other people as well. So giving a reason for it, I think, is, you know, just like proper. I mean, if it's something private, I could understand, you know, you not wanting to say something like that, you know.
I mean, but you could say like, hey, it's, you know, it's personal reasons or it's mental health reasons or something like that.
Yeah.
I think you don't need like super, I don't need a detailed explanation. Like, look, I'm a teacher and I get a lot of excuses. Okay.
My lizard grabbed my homework and ran away with it. And I tried to go and chase after him and I tripped and broke my leg. And,
oh no. I wasn't even talking about that. I'm talking where students get like very detailed into like some very, like some shit I don't want to know.
Oh,
I don't want to know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Don't want to know. But they could say, you know, I'm sick. Although at this point, you have to say, I'm sick. It's not COVID a lot of the time if you're seeing them later or moving it a day back or something. But yeah, I guess let them know as soon as possible. If it's a last minute thing, definitely, you know, be nice. Be aware if you've done it a lot, be aware. And, you know, maybe think about arranging something with the GM where you just take a leave of absence or something. Like, GMs, I feel like, are astonishingly okay with certain things, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If you are missing session, like, frequently, I think that's, like, something you need to, like, evaluate, like, because, how to say this? So, if you're missing session a lot and you really like that game, then is it something outside of your control? And how do you not know in advance of this? You should theoretically know at least in advance. If it's something that's like, I'm not feeling it today, then you're probably not enjoying the session. So then, you know, like, why don't you just go into a different game or like bow out, you know, that type of thing. It's like, I feel like if it's happening frequently, there's some opportunity to resolve that one way or the other, whether it's, you know, fixing bad habits, you know, maybe you're not, you don't know that it's going to happen, but you're just like not sleeping the night before.
Yeah.
And you're up all night playing games or doing something else. And so you're theoretically prioritizing that instead of the session that you have the next day. Then that's like a habit that you can go out of your way and change if you want to. But if you still prioritize that over the game, then maybe you need to do that and just bow out of the game in that sense. So,
yeah, I think this also applies to lateness.
Yeah.
Think about it. Think about what you're doing. I feel like I have had some recent stuff where I'm like, really? You knew the time. And like, yeah, I know we talk for a little bit beforehand, but like, come on. Like, seriously, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just like be aware. And also like be aware that, you know, it is impacting a group. Like, GM's feelings aside, it is impacting a group. People take time out of their fucking busy schedule to do this shit, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, reminders. And don't worry, everyone. I am going to review exactly the procedure you should do for scheduling at the end here. But I think you need an initial, hey, we're doing this at this time, or it looks like we're doing it at this time. And then probably, if you can manage, 3 or 4 days before, and then either the 2 days before or the day before. That's ideal. Because otherwise, someone's going to forget.
Yeah.
Or also, someone's going to plan something else or something. Trust me, it always happens.
Also, checking in like 3 or 4 days away, I'd say that that one's probably the most important, at least for me.
And the
mentally.
One most forgotten.
Huh?
And the one that is most forgotten.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true. It's much easier to go like, oh, yeah, I should notify people like the day before or 2 days before. But like 3 or 4 days is like really important, because then, you know, like a lot of people will know if you're doing your game on the weekend, for example, then a lot of people will know in like the middle of their week if they're actually going to be available that weekend or not. And
yeah.
So that gives them the opportunity, opens the door. It's just like, hey, reminder, we're doing this. And then someone can be like, oh, well, now I don't feel so bad to speak. I'm like, hey, I can't make it. You know, a lot of times they might feel bad about saying, I can't go or I don't want to go. And so then they don't, you know, say anything until like the day before, and then it's worse.
Or they'll be like, oh, it's better to seek forgiveness than afterwards. I say that's bullshit, by the way.
Oh, yeah, no.
If someone ghosts my session, spoilers, it's happened. That is infuriating. Then they're like, because you're like, what the fuck? Or like they contact you during and you're like, what the fuck? It's very, very, very annoying. It makes me very angry. So, and I think you should, if you're having like a serious problem with someone, like talk to them about it. I'm kind of bad at this because it fucking sucks. Like, this is also the kind of stupid shit that certain friendships can be ended. Don't let a GM or player, try not to let a friendship end over this unless they're really being an asshole during your session, which we talked about in Problem Players a long time ago. But yeah, like don't ghost. Let your friends know. They're waiting on you. They're waiting for you. Don't pull one of our friends who arrived 24 hours late, almost on the button.
Yeah. It was for a hangout that we had all like agreed and were looking forward to. And then I can't remember exactly what we were doing, but we couldn't do what we originally planned without that player or that person there. And so we had to like change our plans for that evening. And then I think we actually like ended it early because we couldn't figure out something to do, something like that.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, turned out he was down the street.
Yeah, I think wasn't he having sex with his girlfriend at the time?
He probably. He was at her house.
He was at her house,
and he spent the night.
Yeah, so. And hey, they're still together with multiple kids, so you know.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the right choice personally for him, but also he should have called us.
Yeah. He should have called us and at least let us know.
Yeah. I did want to mention a few of the wrong ways to plan. First of all is by fiat, which is essentially just saying, hey, we are playing this day at this time. Good luck.
I was thinking cars when you said that.
Oh, no.
Why the heck is that on this list?
Yeah, the actual meaning of the word.
Okay.
That means you just basically declare it as though you're an authoritarian dictator and expect everyone else to deal. And guess what? They won't. That's not the way. It won't happen. Your session will not happen. Our friend Kay has done this before. Oddly enough, for one of Steve's sessions, she was like, hey, we should play it this day for sure. And everyone else was like, what? And then there was very little other communication.
Oh, yeah. I think she wanted to do like a morning session, too.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
And we were all like, what? Because we were literally having a friend's birthday, Monster's birthday. And we had a few drinks. And I was like, I looked at that and I was like, this is not going to happen. And I told her, I was like, I don't think this is going to happen. And she's like, no, you're having a defeatist attitude. It's going to happen. I'm like, no, I don't think it's going to happen.
Wow. I didn't hear that side of the conversation. At least I don't remember it. But
yeah, I mean, I said that. I was not as afraid of it. As the group's planner, let's just say rarely anything happens without me being involved in the planning of it. So, yeah.
You just mean that, like, everything should involve all players?
I'm the one who, I've heard tell. There's one person who puts up the dates, who figures everyone's schedule out, and does things. And for our group, even if it's not my game, it's me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Even for your game. And I said, yep. I made a joke a couple of episodes ago. If I don't remind Steve about reminding friend K, it's not going to happen. Steve, how's that going?
Well, to be fair, we had a little bit of a discussion on that. And you're like, you made it kind of hinting that you'd wanted to run, you know, and get through some of your games before we went to mine. So I was kind of like, okay. And I didn't like press it. Otherwise, I was going to.
You should have done it anyway. Don't let me bully you.
Oh, okay. Well, no, it's fine. It gives me more time to like wrap my head around what the heck I want to do. That's something I've been struggling with.
That's
like,
another good reason.
Figure shit out.
It's another good reason not to plan session if you haven't figured shit out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, there's also the opposite of that. I mentioned it. I mentioned it at the end of last session. Don't you remember? Most of your players will not.
Yeah. The end of last session. Playing it, especially if it's like not a weekly thing, don't do it. Just like do
gotta make
something
it,
separate. Yeah.
Put it in writing, put it in a text, do something else. So
yeah, put it in writing, make him sign a contract.
God, it almost takes that sometimes. And it's like an open joke. Like you can go on to roleplay Twitter and talk about scheduling and hear the frustrated sigh of GMs. I mean, I guess you can for now. You in the future, Twitter was this thing that we used to have that got replaced by something else that you're using. Elon Musk destroyed it. Okay, there we go. I hope I didn't lose some listeners by saying that. It's happening, guys. It's happening.
I was going to say, like, we're going to say, like, should we get the blue check mark and be verified?
No, we should not.
Yeah, people know, we should not.
Oh, man. I don't think it's available anymore. Anyway. We're on Mastodon at @ROImperfection. We might be adding that to our beginning and ending tags, depending on what happens, or, you know, it might be something else.
Yeah, who knows?
We'll see.
Well, more reason for me to get the YouTube started.
Yep. True. Just running through things. First of all, plan 1 to 2 weeks in advance. Get everyone's okay. Actually, put the dates out there 2 weeks in advance. Try to have a date secure a week in advance. Get that 3 to 4 day reminder. Get that 1 to 2 day before reminder. And try not to be angry if someone doesn't show up. If they have a good reason. If they don't, be angry. And before that, collect all your friends' schedules so you have a general idea of when they're available and when they're not. And go from there.
True. I do want to add one small thing that we didn't cover. And that would be like... It's like I was like jokingly in my head thinking like, oh, yeah, you know, like maybe like make like a little penalty for them. You just like if they show up late, you know, be like, well, you've got to, you know, take the shitty chair or whatever. Something like that, I think, is fine. But one thing that you should never do, I think, is like make it something that's like in the game or like, you know, like change like events or stats or whatever, you know.
I'm going to push back a little bit, actually, against any punishment
Oh, okay. Even if it was just like you get like the shittier chair at the table.
I mean, I think that's just a function of
you're the last one there.
First come, first serve.
Yeah.
I think having too big a punishment creates a negative feedback loop, which just causes them to resent the game and do the problem issue more.
I agree. Yeah, it's almost like it might make them feel like you're purposely trying to kick them out of the group without like directly saying it to them. You don't want to do that.
Oh man, that shit sucks. Yeah, being silently pushed out of a group really sucks.
Yeah, like I feel like we could like do like small like punishments like that as like a joke in our group just because like we're really close friends. But I know that not every group is like that, and so because like we've had players we've told them get here at 1 o'clock, and we actually met 2 o'clock, but we told them an hour earlier because that's how we got them to show up. And there was a few times they actually showed up an hour early to be quote unquote on time for once, but they were actually just extra early. Which I guess is kind of like a punishment in a way.
I mean, I think it's fine. The thing that really sucks with that is like, you're like, oh, I like that hour before people show up.
Yeah.
I use it to get ready. I don't know. Just try to be as clear and as aware as you possibly can be. This isn't your work, where unlike my job, probably only your boss will notice if you're late. This is more like my job in that people are going to be looking for you, right? If I'm late to work, I have 20 to 27 eyes looking at me and wondering why I'm late.
This is your first episode. He's a teacher.
I am a teacher, So, I think I mentioned that earlier, but
Oh, did you mention that earlier? Oh, okay. I think
so. Yeah. So, yeah, I know it's annoying, but I just think, I mean, that's kind of the entire thing of this podcast. Treat your RPG seriously and you'll get a better result out of it. This is one aspect of that. All right. Outro?
I think so. I don't have anything else to add. So, yeah.
So remember, play what you love. And until next time, may your characters do something epic as long as they're fucking on time. Also, like, fucking on time? Like, I don't know. You gotta plan that shit too, man. Maybe there's some people who do it organically. Am I saying too much? It's never really happened. Okay. Cut the episode.
And here I was trying to, like, think of, like, a Back to the Future reference or something to tie into what you were saying. And nah, you just... You go up to 69 to me.
I'm going to ramble awkwardly, man. Ramble awkwardly.